KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble on October 9th at UC San Diego's Conrad Prebys Concert Hall. Performing works by Hugh Watkins, Francais, and Schubert. Tickets at artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, August 5th. Parking meter prices are increasing near Petco Park. More on when next, but first, the headlines. Extreme heat is headed our way starting today and lasting through Friday. Temps in the mid-90s are expected in inland areas. In the mountains, it could be as high as 100 degrees. And the desert areas, of course, will be even hotter, with highs around 115. People are being urged to reschedule any strenuous outdoor activity. In related news, every year for the month of August, county officials close three parks because of rising summer temperatures. El Capitan Preserve near Lakeside, Mount Gower Preserve in Ramona, and Hell Hole Canyon Preserve in Valley Center are all closed for the month. 18 mayors and civic leaders in the county met yesterday in Solana Beach at the 4th Annual Mayor's Symposium on Regional Homelessness. The topics included expanding emergency shelters and the launch of Shelter Ready, an app that helps outreach workers find available beds for those experiencing homelessness. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chiida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chiida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chiida Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.
Parking meter prices are going up near Petco Park during special events starting next month. That includes Padre games and other events expected to draw more than 10,000 people. 2 hours before an event, meter rates will go up from $2.50 an hour to $10 an hour. That price will last 6 hours total. San Diego City Council President Joe LaCava says the goal is to reduce traffic congestion and generate revenue for the city.
We all know that when there's a special event, that the private parking lots dramatically increase their prices. The demand is high, the supply is limited, and so they adjust their prices accordingly. And so the city has never taken advantage of that kind of approach. So this is a first ever attempt.
The new special event zone is within a half mile of Petco Park. Parking at meters will still be free for drivers with disabled tags or license plates. Plans to charge for parking in Balboa Park are moving forward. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says there's a long list of maintenance needs waiting for that funding.
As soon as October, the city plans to install parking meters on 6th Avenue and Park Boulevard. Soon, the city council will also vote on charging for the parking lots. And there's no shortage of ideas on how to spend the revenue. Katie McDonald is president and CEO of Forever Balboa Park, the nonprofit that raises money to support the park. The group opposes paid parking, but recognizes the city has to find money somewhere. The park needs new bathrooms, tree maintenance.
It's issues about roofs on all of these beautiful buildings. It's about making sure that the stucco is maintaining itself and not falling down.
KPBS analyzed fix-it requests submitted through San Diego's Get It Done app. Balboa Park has roughly 500 open requests just related to transportation issues, like broken sidewalks and curbs. The city council is expected to vote on phase two of the paid parking plan sometime in the fall. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
San Diego has been a powerhouse when it comes to the genetic sequencing industry. Now there's a new company that's driving the tech forward and staking its claim in the market. Science and technology reporter Thomas Fudge profiles the company and its leader.
So hi, everybody. My name is Molly. Molly He.
Molly He is the co-founder and CEO of Element Biosciences. We spoke in a sunlit conference room at their Sorrento Valley headquarters. She got her PhD in biophysics at UCLA and worked for Illumina for 8 years. Then, 8 years ago, she and two other partners started their own company, which became Element.
After so many years in this industry, I start to understand myself better. And I have the self-awareness that I don't like to be bored.
Molly He is an immigrant from China. Her parents were teachers and intellectuals who got on the wrong side of Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution. Their family was relocated to what she calls a remote fishing village that was very poor. Even so, as a child, she was in an inspiring environment.
Because I grew up in kind of teacher's campus, a compound, whatever. My parents were mathematics teachers, and I grew up with all the teachers' kids. So the education environment was amazing.
Element Biosciences makes a genetic sequencing machine called the Aviti.
So DNA sequencing is basically reading the genetic codes in any living organisms. It could be human, it could be plants, it could be animals, it could be microbes, right?
She says Element's customers include forensic labs that sample hair and blood to search for missing people, fish farms that use DNA to create shrimp with bigger tails, natural history museums that want to analyze their artifact collection for evidence of origin. But she says improving the practice of medicine is goal number one.
So the ultimate vision of Element Biosciences is to make precision medicine affordable. Precision medicine, what that means is that every single person has a specialized medication because everybody's genetic makeup is different.
One of Element's customers is the Salk Institute. There, Todd Michael, a research professor and plant geneticist, is very familiar with Element's Aviti platform, which he says researchers at other genomic centers are choosing over well-known competitors. He says Element has now taken sequencing to its next level, where the target is much more than DNA.
So I think Molly's like brilliance is being able to say, now we can do this all in one platform. Let's acknowledge the fact that this is basically a molecular microscope, and let's dig in. Let's do proteins, let's do RNA, and boom, we have everything all in one.
This is the Aviti-24. The Aviti-24 is the upgrade from the original Aviti that launched that was a strictly sequencing instrument.
Mike Marshall is a service engineer at Element Biosciences who stands beside the new sequencer in a lab. The company recently announced it has shipped and installed 50 units globally. Eric Topol is director of Scripps Research and a prominent advocate of precision, or what he calls individualized medicine. He says systems like the Aviti-24 and how they help to understand human tissue may be the hottest thing in life sciences today. They can be used to discover crucial biomarkers.
Also, understanding mechanisms of disease, discovering new types of cells that we never knew about. So it's really advancing the field, and there's no question that is center stage in terms of life science work right now.
We asked Molly He what her work and career have taught her.
The path of being an entrepreneur is really, really hard. You not only need the passion, but also need stamina, because it's a constant climb. It's not like, hey, you know, I reached a milestone, I can celebrate. No, you don't have time to celebrate.
Molly He says Element Biosciences has grown to a company with 400 employees and $60 million in revenue in 2024. She credits companies like Illumina with creating a sequencing industry and an educated customer base. All Element had to do, she said, was create a machine that could do it faster, better, and cheaper. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
A retirement research journal says Oceanside is the second best place to retire in California. North County reporter Tanya Thorne looked into why the city ranks so high and what it's doing to help seniors and retirees thrive.
The study from Retirement Living took a look at California's senior populations, home prices, and tax rates to help determine the best places to retire. The city of Oceanside came in at number 2 because of the number of seniors living there and the local economy. Jylene Montero is a spokesperson with the research group.
Where Oceanside stood out the most was 1 in 5 residents living there, living in the city, are over the age of 65. And that's one of the highest senior populations in the state.
Back in April, the city of Oceanside partnered with San Diego State University to develop a plan to make Oceanside a more age-friendly city. The work started with a survey.
We wanted to make sure that as we started to go down in developing an action plan, that really it would be something that aligned with the priorities of the community and was realistic and achievable.
Manuel Gonzalez is the director of Parks and Recreation in Oceanside. He says the survey found seniors wanted more communication on resources, information on disaster preparedness, and how the city is making events accessible to seniors. The city is expected to have an approved plan by the end of this year. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
The Old Globe Theater just opened its final Shakespeare play for the summer, The Comedy of Errors. Arts reporter Beth Accomando has this preview.
The Comedy of Errors is one of Shakespeare's most popular plays. It involves multiple sets of twins, mistaken identities, mixed-up lovers, and a host of romantic shenanigans. In 2023, director James Vasquez reimagined the Bards, The Merry Wives of Windsor as an I Love Lucy-style sitcom. For The Comedy of Errors, he jumps ahead a few decades for new inspiration.
Comedy of Errors is inspired by the 1990s. It's set in the 1990s here on the West Coast. Sort of a fun, not battle, but a rift between the Pacific Northwest and Southern California. And really celebrating all that great music from the 1990s. The music is really coming in and playing a big part, underscoring a lot of the big moments in the scenes throughout Comedy of Errors.
The Globe's The Comedy of Errors runs through August 24th on the outdoor Lowell Davies Festival stage in Balboa Park. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thank you for always supporting public media by listening and subscribing. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting a new 2025 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and available all-wheel drive with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.